He is Super Agent Lee Steinberg, friend of the show, author, philanthropist. You can follow him on Twitter at Lee Steinberg. This is his interview that Eli did with him yesterday. Lee Steinberg.
Well, Super Agent Lee Steinberg has been on the program with us before when we've been at Super Bowls. He's a man who's represented over 300 NFL players. He's had 8 number one overall draft picks, 64 first rounders, 12 Hall of Famers, and still counting in that category. And he's authored a new book called The Comeback, A Playbook for Turning Life Setbacks into Victories. And he joins us now on the program. Lee, how you doing?
Doing great. It was fun being back in Pittsburgh for the draft. Randy Mahomes had a luncheon for the mothers of high draft picks, so I spoke to them about how to get prepared.
What do you think, by the way, of the way the draft now, with taking it from city to city, and they announced over 800,000 different attendants there? A little bit different than your first drafts was, isn't it?
So in 1975, when I began, I represented Steve Bartkowski, who was the first pick in the first round. The only way a player found out that he was drafted back then was the team called him. There was no television coverage. There was no radio coverage. There were 17 rounds, and the draft was held in January. So it's morphed into this mega event that occupies the offseason, that puts all the focus on pro football. They've done a brilliant job.
It is crazy, the amount of TV coverage and everything else, and again, the amount of people in attendance. It has certainly grown into something that I don't think anybody could have possibly imagined back in those days. Well, I mentioned you have authored a new book, The Comeback, A Playbook for Turning Life Setbacks into Victories, talking about your dealing with alcohol addiction, the journey to recovery. What made you at this point decide that it was a good time to write this book?
Well, I'd written 3 other books. One was Winning with Integrity, about negotiation process. One was the Agent, which was auto buy, and one on athletic concussion. But I thought that if I could write a book that could help people facing life's challenges, it could be financial, it could be medical, it could be relationship or marital, or it could be addiction. And there were people still struggling out there, that I could use my own experience to hopefully motivate them to get help, and for people that haven't been through that situation, provide some illumination as to what's involved.
What made you, what was the point where you realized, I guess, that you had the problem and were able to go seek the help you needed?
The major block to getting help is the concept of denial, which is alcohol or drugs tell you you don't have a problem. The rest of the world trying to get you to stop has the problem. And so I had to break denial and understand that I had a problem, and then eventually take dynamic action. And so I closed my condominium. I closed my office, and I went into sober living, and I worked a 12-step program with a unique fellowship and dedicated all my energy to getting sober. My dad had had 2 core values. One was treasure relationships, especially family. The second was try to make a meaningful difference in the world and help people who couldn't help themselves. And I realized I was failing on both of those concepts. And I had an epiphany at one point. I'm sitting at my parents' house in West Los Angeles, and I realized, what am I doing? I'm not a starving peasant in Darfur in the Sudan. I'm not with the last name Steinberg in Nazi Germany in the 30s. I'm not physically broken in any way except alcohol. What excuse do I have not to try again and be resilient? And so the key to all this is resilience. the ability to see light at the end of the tunnel and put together a plan that will bring you back to fulfillment rather than addiction.
Well, certainly that is a great lesson for a lot of folks. Again, a lot of great lessons in this book for folks to understand about that. And you were able to put that behind you and get back on top. You're out there. You're representing a guy like Patrick Mahomes right now in the NFL. And did you ever think at that time that you would be able to kind of get back on top?
I didn't really have any doubt because I had done 64 first-round draft picks as clients in the NFL draft, and 8 of them were the first overall. And 12 players in the Hall of Fame, and then a big baseball practice and basketball and U.S. Team in the World Cup and soccer in 1994. So that really wasn't what I saw as the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge was maintaining sobriety and being a good father. So I took about 3 years before I started again, and then we had Memphis's own Paxton Lynch sign as a client, and that sort of signaled that quarterback, which I represented half the starting quarterback some weekends, was coming back, and then the next year was Patrick Mahomes.
What do you have a favorite draft memory from all those years that you've been there? And again, all the number one overall picks or anything else. Do you have one maybe memory from a draft that really stands out?
Oh, my God. Well, I had those 8 number one overall. And with some like Troy Aikman, it was a coronation. But I think that it was a fun draft day when Cameron Crowe was following me around to pick up atmosphere for Jerry Maguire. And in 1993, Drew Bledsoe was the first pick in the first round, and he was my client. And Cameron said, well, what would be your biggest fear? And I said, well, what if upstairs they're actually switching agents? I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. And he used that in the film.
That's fantastic. Lee Steinberg joining us here on the program. One thing I did want to ask you about, you've obviously represented all these professional athletes. Now, agents have made their way into the college game with NIL and everything else, and certainly it's having an impact on the professional sports. But what do you think of NIL's impact on the college sports and agents now being involved with college kids and really, to some degree, really high school kids as they're making their way out of high school into college?
So it's a major, major shift that rewires everything that we've ever known about college sports. And while I'm all for players being compensated and making money, they didn't actually need to make this much money. it was supposed to be a fix that would help equalize the income of college players who came from disadvantaged backgrounds. Well, they could have done that with $5,000. And now, like in last year, the best quarterback was named Underwood coming out of high school. And he gets $4 million in NIL to go to LSU. And before he ever plays a down for them, he's spirited away to Michigan, where an alum offered him $14 million. So there needs to be some clarification and guardrails put up around this system. It has a big effect on the agent business because all of a sudden, instead of a 21 or 22-year-old, and all the athletes we ask to be role models and retrace their roots to the high school, college, and professional community, that's a big ask for someone who's 15. And so you're going to have to reorient pretty much everything.
There's no doubt about that. He is Lee Steinberg. Again, the new book, The Comeback, A Playbook for Turning Life's Setbacks into Victories. I assume the book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the normal spots?
Yes, it is. And I've been bouncing around speaking at colleges and doing book signings. And but it's, again, I wrote it to help people because they may experience life reverses that are not alcohol. But the question then is, if sort of inevitably and invariably life tosses you a curve, how do you come back from it? How are you resilient? How do you find light and hope at the end of the tunnel?
Well, Lee, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Looking forward to checking out the book, and hope others will do that as well. Always appreciate your time. Thank you.
My pleasure.